Okay, so we appreciate you being back. I understand you went on a little bit of a road trip.
Yep. So we went out to the dairy.
Didn't do any good?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. But
their mind's made up. Don't confuse them with facts.
Well, they're saying they have the facts.
Don't confuse them with common sense.
Yeah, common sense, that's right.
Well, we appreciate what you guys do, and we will, you know, stand up for you, fight for you, and acknowledge the good work that you do.
Are these guys your bosses, in a way? The two guys that did most of the talking today are your bosses? Mm-hmm.
Indirectly.
Yeah, we're not in their chain of command, but they are. I mean, he's a deputy FMO, so.
Right.
Did we say anything to hurt you guys? I hope we didn't, because I sure appreciate what you do.
Nope, and I told them on that meeting, too. I'm like, you should be glad that they're saying that to your face, because all the other counties you're visiting are thinking that and not saying it to you. So you're actually being told what everybody else is thinking.
Well, Ralph said that they're going to, from county to county to county, making a presentation on
their head weight, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
left a message for Commissioner Blackburn.
Good.
Told him to get a rope.
Yeah. So, and I feel like it's our job to represent you guys as the county and, you know, make sure that your voice is heard. And so,
okay.
Well, there's some of the public's aware that there's going to be a literal awakening when they start getting bills. And what's really nervous to me is they're saying, oh, it's going to be a low fee for the first few years.
Right.
So what are they telling? It's going to go way up? That'd be a problem.
And the one thing I asked at a UAC meeting, and we can do this, and I think we should, we can name this fee whatever we want that shows up. We could literally put Casey Snyder bill 435 da 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 da, and put that on the thing, and we have the right to do that. You know, if we wanted to be that person, we could do that. We can name it, say it, title it, whatever it is, and. You know, and I'm almost to a spot where that, it's not a threat, it's just, this is what it is.
It's a fact.
It's a fact, yeah. And, you know, so when it comes time to have a, you know, to deal with it, you know, and it's going to come up in June, you know, that preliminary one comes out, and then you get your October one, and then you're due in November.
Are we scheduled for fee assessments in this 2026 tax year? This is where property owners would be assessed their fee then. So.
Yep, and as far as I know, Terry and everybody else has been, they're up to speed and making sure that, because I think the notices have to go out here. I don't know if it's May or
I think July. June is the first one.
Yeah, you know, about May-ish, yeah.
Yeah, so the notices need to be sent out, and I, as far as I know, those guys are all caught up to speed and working on it.
Okay.
But yeah, if you guys keep pushing back, it's not going to hurt me any, I don't think.
Well, we don't want it to, and my thought today was just to let these people know, you're important. We should, your opinion should have been, if you will, the common sense opinion, should have been involved in this. And, you know, he kept saying the subjective and the subjective. He loved that word. But part of common sense is you sit and look at it. It's not just all, you can fact anything you want. And again, if I want this result, I can back it up with the parameters to get that result on what I'm searching for. And to me, that looks what they did.
Is that why you're here for our work session today? You need to talk about it.
No, so really, I do support you guys, and even though I'm not supposed to say, my opinion is the same as the county's opinion on this, more than the state. But what we're going to do now is just kind of keep moving forward with the steps that are probably going to end up having to be taken anyway at some point, but still support you. So. The CWPP, which is a community wildfire protection plan that we're supposed to have in place, we cheated by using the all six county all hazards plan a couple of years ago, Now the Joseph Anderson guy down there says that that's no longer acceptable. We need to have our own specific plan. So I've been working on that the last, well, it's been since the first of the year, even back into December when we started doing it. So Matt's putting in some input. Brianne, who was the lady down there, has had a lot to do with it. And then the last couple of weeks, I've really started adding a lot of specific county information into it. One of the things that we need to be able to do is to identify projects that we want to work on and focus on. So the RAC committee, which kind of doesn't exist, but we talked about this at our last meeting, they're the committee that approves what Title III funds we can spend. And so first of all, we need to identify those funds to be spent inside the CWPP and then come up with a presentation and then take it to the RAC committee and see if they'll spend it. I'm pretty sure I've got the approval to use that public lands meeting that you guys have every quarter in here.
Yep, and it's every 2 months.
Every 2 months?
Yeah, we have one scheduled in March.
Yeah, so we can use them as the RAC committee.
Okay.
So I've made just a big list, and I don't know if you have it. I sent it to Malcolm, but I didn't have time to print it off. And it's a list of potential projects that we could have inside the county.
We haven't seen it.
And these are mitigation projects.
Yes, mitigation projects. Most of them are things that we've already been doing, like every year when we turn in that that CWS amount.
Yeah.
So the fish lake cleanup days, we're going to do that. We're going to continue to support the...
You don't have to have those days because that's not even danger up there.
So believe me, I am going to send them an email proposing that we stop doing the fish lake cleanup days.
Since
and,
it's not a
and do act. One out there at the
church farm.
We got to do one around the dairy.
The sketchy thing about doing any of that kind of stuff is that after listening to that meeting for an hour, they might just say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. It's not high risk. I'm dead serious. They might say that. So
anyhow, I did include some projects to kind of address this. Like we're going to do a traffic corridor, like any high-risk buoy in our traffic corridors, just in case we want to throw some money at it, or in case we want to pressure the BLM to go in and clean up their pinyon and juniper above the church farm, because that's where the risk is coming from.
That ought to be brought up in our, you ought to make a note of that in public lands, that we're getting, that it's affecting our private commercial.
And exactly, we can do that. It's going to be in the CWPP. I've got a good relationship with Cody Pollock, who's the guy that draws all those polygons and goes out and says who, you know, where the money's spent. We may, it may benefit us to use some of our Title III money to supplement them so that they will also treat the acres that it's on private land.
And right, is there some in kind, if I remember right, with this stuff was kind of in kind also.
And so,
okay.
Yeah. So that's basically what I was here to present to you. Just I've got about 13 projects. They're things that we've already either are currently doing or ideas that we've had. We're going to start spending a little bit of education money with Nate and the deputies that are up on Fish Lake all summer.
Is there anything like around Acres Lake of your 13 projects?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I have identified Acres Lake area.
You know, one time they went to Acres Lake and they cut some fire breaks around the private property for right on the forest boundary. They probably need to be, they could be, you know, revisited.
Yep, we could do that. And it's been, the projects are broad enough that it identifies them but doesn't specify them.
Okay.
So it's just leaving the door open for us.
Which is kind of how you want to make them.
So you can go up a different draw and fix it and or move a mile south and do what you need to do.
Yep. So my intent with this is to, I haven't really shared it with Tom or Matt Christensen or the other folks because Matt does all of the projects that are on more of a broad landscape base. And so if he were here in this meeting, he's just going to push all of those projects onto us.
He comes to our public lands meeting.
Yeah. Yep. So,
do you want to be involved in the public lands?
You probably ought to be.
We ought to probably.
Yeah, I've requested to be on that email list.
Yeah.
Good. That would be an error on us that we didn't have you, so sorry, and we'll get you there.
No, it's good. Okay. Especially if we're going to start using them as the RAC committee.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we've got that money that we need to start spending really quick.
There was just over $4 million in that, if I remember right.
Is that 500,000?
No. What was the $4 million that you got like 3 years ago?
Oh, that's in the CWDG.
Okay. There's too many acronyms. Yeah.
So this 500,000 is this our. It's our
rural schools funding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Title III part of that then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the purpose of this meeting is just to tell you that we're moving forward on that. I'd like to get your approval with it, and I'll send you the documents. You can look through them.
Or if you guys have any ideas on any projects or if people have been talking with you guys about that sort of thing. Risk or
I just hear the reason I asked Acred Lakes, I hear, you know, what have you done for us at Acred Lakes? You know, and so that's why I asked that question, because I think that's a, you know, it's a popular place, people do it, and we don't have to worry about Fish Lake anymore. Monroe's burned off, so we're good. So it's Acred Lake is the one that we need to think about,
and the Joseph Bench.
You know, we'll send you a note, but our public lands meeting is scheduled for March 24th at 8:30 here. But
okay.
We'll send you something, get you an invite to that.
And also just to get on the radar, like all these projects that are identified, they're going to make us start identifying the projects in the CWPP, so it gives us a little bit more organization.
Okay.
And all of those can be counted for the in kind.
Okay.
So
okay.
As long as we have them identified in the CWPP, and then whatever money we put in can be used for in kind.
Good.
So
okay. It's going to make the back end of basically you guys are going to be able to provide the pushback against the state, and then we'll keep smoothing things out.
Right.
And keeping you secretly compliant.
Yep.
Defiantly compliant.
Defiantly
exactly.
Compliant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so. Thank you. Me personally, and I'm not going to speak for these two, but I think they would follow. Thank you for what you do for us. And this whole thing has been so frustrating that you, and I use the word kind of squeltered, you know, stopped, you know, and silenced, because you have. And I'm not going to mix words with that. You have. And that's not right. And you should have been heard, and you should be able to say how you feel, because it's your job. You know what's going on here.
Yeah.
So thanks for what you do.
We all want to thank you. We've got to go ahead and adjourn our meeting then, so we can talk off of it.